Topic number two, anticipated large Chapter 11 filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlos Fernandez identified six companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Aqualex Holdings, Catalyst Paper, Quiznos Corp, AGY Holding, Residential Capital, and Eastman Kodak. Section A, Aqualex Holdings. Aqualex Holdings LLC, on December 15th, did not make a $12.5 million scheduled interest payment under its $225 million, 11.125% senior unsecured bonds. At the end of December, the provider of maintenance and repair solutions to the energy industry said it reached an agreement with 100% of the holders of the first lien and second lien debt and 92% of the note holders. Under the deal, debt would be reduced by 71% or $322 million. The restructuring transaction, which is expected to be completed late January to mid-February, contemplates 1. The restructuring of a $130 million first lien term loan with financial covenants reset, 2. Second lien debt will be converted to preferred equity, and 3. Holders of secure notes will exchange their notes for 33% of the equity or reorganized Aqualex. All trade creditors will be paid in full. In the event the exchange offer conditions are not met, the company will commence a voluntary filing under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code. Affiliates of Centerbridge Partners LP would become the controlling shareholder of Aqualex following the transaction. Aqualex had assets of $400 million against liabilities of $500 million as of September 30, 2011. Net loss was $27.5 million on $320 million of revenue in the 9 months ended September 30, 2011. Section B, Catalyst Paper. Catalyst Paper Corp. said on December 15th that it will defer interest payment of U.S. $21 million on U.S. $110 million and U.S. $280 million of 11% senior secured notes due December 2016. The Richmond, British Columbia-based manufacturer of specialty mechanical printing papers, newsprint and pulp, had assets of $1.45 billion Canadian dollars and debts of $1.31 billion Canadian dollars as of September 30, 2011. The company said it has deferred the payment while it, quote, reviews alternatives to address its capital structure. Discussions are ongoing with certain holders of the company's 2016 notes and holders of the $250 million U.S. dollars outstanding 7.375% senior notes due 2014. Catalyst said operations will continue as usual. Catalyst first announced its plans to pursue a restructuring of its balance sheet in June. Perella Weinberg Partners serves as the company's financial advisor. Section C, Quiznos Corp. Denver, Colorado-based Quiznos Corp. has reached an agreement with majority of its secured lenders and Avenue Capital for a financial restructuring through an exchange offer. Avenue Capital will become majority shareholder after the deal is completed. The company will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy if the exchange offer is not completed. Quiznos, operator of the quick service restaurant chains and the pioneer of the toasted sandwich, said the deal provides for a consensual financial restructuring plan that will reduce the company's current debt substantially and provide an infusion of $150 million of new equity capital to help position Quiznos for future growth. The proposed transaction provides for Avenue Capital, an investment firm that currently holds a significant amount of the company's first and second lien debt, to become the majority owner of the company through a $150 million equity infusion and the conversion of debt to equity. Avenue's equity funding will be used to reinvest in the business and retire a portion of the company's first lien debt. Quiznos has entered into a restructuring support agreement with parties representing 75.1% of its first lien loans and 72.8% of its second lien loans. Under terms of the proposed exchange offer, the holders of roughly $650 million in first lien loans will be repaid $75 million in cash and will extend the maturity of the balance of their loans until the five-year anniversary of the closing of the restructuring. All first lien lenders will be given the opportunity to exchange an aggregate of roughly $200 million of their first lien debt for new second lien debt on a pro rata basis if they so desire. As part of the exchange offer, certain lenders have already agreed to exchange approximately $150 million of their existing first lien loans for new second lien loans. Holders of roughly $225 million of second lien loans will exchange their loans for a pro rata share of 40% of the new equity of reorganized Quiznos. The closing of the exchange offer is conditioned upon, among other considerations, 100% of the aggregate principal amount of the first and second lien loans being validly tendered and not withdrawn. In addition, in order to consummate the out-of-court exchange offer, the company is seeking significant concessions from certain other creditors, including certain former executives of the company, certain landlords, and certain former area developers. As an alternative to the exchange offer, the company will simultaneously commence a solicitation of acceptances of a prepackaged plan of reorganization to implement a restructuring pursuant to a voluntary case under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. The company would make a voluntary Chapter 11 filing only if it does not receive tenders from 100% of the first and second lien holders or does not satisfy other conditions to closing, including sufficient concessions from certain other creditors and certain landlords. The terms of the prepackaged Chapter 11 plan would provide less favorable treatment for the lenders and certain other creditors and landlords than under the proposed out-of-court exchange offer. Quiznos financial advisor is Moelis & Company, and its legal advisor is Paul, Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison, LLP. Vincent & Elkins, LLP, is acting as the company's financing counsel. Section D, AGY Holding. AGY Holding Corp., at the end of the year, has seen its CEO leave the post, its operating performance further deteriorating, and Standard & Poor's and Moody's providing further downgrades to junk territory. In announcing the exit of Douglas J. Matzcheck as CEO, AGY Holding said Alvarez & Marsal is providing interim managers, an interim CEO, and an interim executive vice president of operations. The producer of fiberglass yarns and high-strength fiberglass reinforcements used in composites applications has reported a net loss of $21.1 million on $141.54 million of net sales for the 9 months ended September 30, 2011, following a net loss of $14.57 million on $183.67 million of net sales for the year ending December 31, 2010. Net loss in 2009 was $93.51 million. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2011, showed $294.72 million in total assets and $288.21 million in total liabilities. S&P, which cut the company's corporate rating to CCC-, said, quote, "Our rating action reflects our view that AGY's credit quality has deteriorated due to ongoing weakness in its operating performance, a decline in liquidity, and the potential for insufficient liquidity to meet interest payments in 2012. As of September 30, 2011, S&P points out AGY reported total liquidity of $17 million, including $16.2 million of availability under its unrated revolving credit facility. AGY reported that it expected liquidity to decline to levels of around $12.4 million in November, following the payment of nearly $10 million in semi-annual interest on its notes. It also expects effective availability to be lower than the reported figures, because the company is also subject to a fixed charge coverage ratio covenant if availability under its revolving credit facility declines to below $6.25 million. Section E, Residential Capital. ResCap's financial trouble and talks about the mortgage lender's potential bankruptcy filing has been ongoing for years. The Wall Street Journal reported in November that Ally Financial Incorporated, formerly owned by General Motors Corp., has been considering whether to put its ResCap business into bankruptcy in an effort to resolve its mortgage woes. According to a recent report, sources told the New York Post that Ally Bank will not force its ResCap unit into bankruptcy as part of a restructuring of the troubled mortgage subsidiary, as that would put the entire bank at risk. There has been a lot of interaction between Ally and ResCap, making it hard to argue that ResCap is a completely separate entity and that Ally is not responsible for claims, a source said. The New York Post reported that ResCap owes Ally more than $1.2 billion in April. ResCap also must have $250 million of net worth to meet loan covenants, and a debt investor said it would likely fall below that amount in the coming weeks. So Ally, which took $17 billion in taxpayer bailouts, likely needs to invest more in ResCap to keep it solvent, the investor said, according to the Post. The Journal said November that Ally has hired Kirkland & Ellis and investment bank Evercore Partners, Inc. on a possible restructuring of ResCap. In November 2011, Standard & Poor's Rating Services lowered its long-term counterparty credit rating on ResCap to CCC from B+. And Fitch Ratings cut its long-term issuer default rating on ResCap to CCC from B. In December 2011, Dominion Bond Rating Service affirmed its issuer and long-term debt ratings of ResCap at C. Fitch cited that the deteriorating year-to-date operating performance, magnified by a $442 million net loss reported in its third fiscal quarter, significant reduction in the tangible net worth covenant cushion, and uncertainty regarding future capital financial support from Ally, Fitch said ResCap is close to violating the $250 million minimum tangible net worth covenant. It posted $331 million in the third quarter of 2011, from $772 million in the second quarter of 2011, and $846 million at December 31, 2010, required under its credit facilities and servicing agreement with GSE. Section F, Eastman Kodak. According to Mr. Fernandez, Eastman Kodak Company could be the year's first billion-dollar bankruptcy filer. The Wall Street Journal, citing, quote, people familiar with the matter, reported that Eastman Kodak is preparing a bankruptcy filing at the end of January or early February, should efforts to sell a trove of digital patents fall through. Sources told the Journal that Kodak is in discussions with potential lenders for about $1 billion and so-called debtor-in-possession financing that would keep it afloat during bankruptcy proceedings. According to the Journal, people familiar with the matter said Kodak is in discussions with large banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup Inc., and Wells Fargo & Company for those funds. Kodak has also held discussions with bondholders about a bankruptcy filing package, the people said. Another hedge fund that doesn't hold Kodak debt, Cerberus Capital Management LP, has also held talks with Kodak on behalf of a group willing to provide the financing, the people said. If it files for bankruptcy, Kodak would try to sell its portfolio of 1,100 patents through a court-supervised bankruptcy auction. Kodak's balance sheets at September 30, 2011, showed $5.1 billion in total assets and $6.75 billion in total liabilities. In July 2011, the company announced that it is exploring strategic alternatives, including a potential sale related to its digital imaging patent portfolios. Kodak hired Jones Day as legal advisor and investment bank Lazard Limited, but denies rumors it is filing for bankruptcy. It also enlisted FTI Consulting Incorporated. In December, Kodak hired Sullivan & Cromwell's restructuring practice, replacing Jones Day. A group of Kodak bondholders has formed an informal committee and hired law firm Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer & Feld, LLP, for advice. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the December Report. The report continues in Part 3.